Good morning. This is John from Wisconsin doing the daily devotions, daily inspirations. And we've been going through Psalm 127. This morning, yesterday we talked about children being a heritage of the Lord. And this verse continues with that thought. He says, verse 4 of Psalm 127, he says, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Now, I'm not quite sure what he meant in this last part. He says, so are children of the youth. Does this mean our children from our young days, or does this mean children in their young days? But I'm going to look at this as in children of their youth, or in other words, children, they start growing up. You know, young children are very teachable, very moldable. As they get older, there's a little more stiffness. Like an arrow is not worth anything unless it's rich, unless it's stiff, unless it's been, and it has to be straight. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man. What I want to see here is us as parents, our responsibility to raise up children that are straight. And what I mean by straight is that they would hit their mark, the mark that God intended. Now, I realize that all of us are human. None of us are perfect. Things don't turn out perfect in this life. But I do believe by the grace of God that we can raise children, even though they're imperfect, that they hit the mark, that they have Christ, that they resemble Christ, that they are a positive attribute to the kingdom of God, that we can raise children. God has given them. We talked yesterday about that the child was created for a purpose. And I think this verse 4, it shows us that it's very important that, you know, as children grow older, their character strengthens, their will strengthens. You know, where we came from, there was a lot of talk and teaching about breaking the will of a child. Now, I believe there's a difference in between breaking their will, which is teaching them surrender to authority, which is a good thing. But there's another place of breaking their spirit where we would see fathers take this, and we would see fathers who were domineering, who were controlling, who would get angry. Yes, fathers who would get angry with their children. And then they would justify their anger using their children's disobedience as a justification for their anger. And this is very grievous. And what I see happening here is that papas who are not, maybe they haven't been born again, or maybe they're not having victory in their life. They're frustrated. They're taking their frustration out on their children. And breaking a child's spirit is wrong. A children, you know, because what happened in the pursuit of breaking their will, or of teaching them surrender, of teaching them how to, we need to teach them surrender in the fact that they need to take the word, they need to learn to take the word of God, surrender their earthly, fleshly will to the word of God. They need to surrender their will to God and to what God has said. But I would see earthly fathers, and this can be setting, or true in a religious setting, or it can be true in a worldly setting, or just any unconverted father, you know, where they would, in trying to raise their children, they would actually, they would break their spirit, and they would try to bring the child, anytime that God has something good, there's a counterfeit. And Satan has a cultish, controlling, domineering type of spirit. I know I can get this way without intending, where I take force in making sure that this child's thinking, that this child's, let's say you have a 12, 14, 16, or 18-year-old son. And when we we show by not just in words, but when we show by our actions that their thoughts, that their imaginations, let's just say you're working and the son says, hey, Dad, how about doing it this way? Or Dad, would it work this way? And we just say, shut up. I'm the dad. You're not in charge. Now, there's places where sons, maybe they have a disrespect, but a lot of times our children reflect ourselves. If we take our selfishness and we try to make a straight arrow by making them like us, we will fail and they will not hit their mark. In this age in life, if we can't, we need to, at that age in a child's life, even though they need to be under authority, they need to learn to listen, they need to surrender their hearts. There is also a place where we are preparing arrows. We're not just here to smash them into our image. We are here preparing arrows for the work of God, for the kingdom of God, that they may hit the mark that God intended for them. So today, if you're a father, if you're a mother, if you have children, examine your heart. Are you allowing God to shape and direct your life so that you can gently continue to allow the character of that child to harden, to grow straight and stiff so it can hit its mark? If you feel like you have been a crooked, weak, limp arrow that doesn't hit the mark, go to God. God can change you. But if you continue to do things your way, God's blessing will not be. So meditate on this verse here. Meditate on these words and allow God to make you a straight arrow. God bless you.